on that ghost train, old black and white film, train rolls down a track with a black background and a distant reverb drenched railroad sound effect. Introducing our cute people, our cute couple. The lady has a lumpy look about her. The guy appears to consist of cottage cheese pressed together and sealed with shellac. Black suit, bowler hat. Bony, wormy hand on her breast through a cat fur coat and woven spider silk shirt. A tap at the door with a raspy sound like a skeleton hand. Cottage cheese boy, let's call him Carl Zotti, slides the wooden door open and a stale-looking specimen asks for the tickets. Carl disconnects his suction cup of a palm from her breast to fumble for the tickets for 4 minutes while muffled conversations of passing passengers weave a dreamlike reverbed vibe. The inside of their compartment is so drab, you basically don't see it. The couple turn and face each other while groping and grinning. The camera pans outside their cabin, a narrow hall. A pudgy Asian kid running, but getting stuck on the conductor because the hallway is too narrow. Old dark wood, quality it looks, but carved 100 years ago. The kid struggles to get free and the conductor puffs his belly out to pin him against the glass window and interrogate him. The scene goes on way too long and looks uncomfortably sexual. Finally, he sucks his gut in and the kid is released with a pop. The kid flees, his front greasy with the man's sweat. The conductor slides open the next compartment door without tapping. We see him from the front, face like an ashtray and just as blank of expression. "Ticket, please," he intones with a voice like a fingernail scraping out bone marrow. The lady is knitting a thong and she has a red-winged blackbird in a silver intense cage. Side view of the train, it's made of wood. Clanking boxcars, even the wheels are made of wood.